This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Big Blue House.
Welcome to the Big Blue House.
Door is open.
Come on in.
So let's
begin.
Name the characters, go.
Freelo.
Shadow.
Moon.
Bear.
Moon.
Luna.
Shit. She's a moon though.
And
Luna
was
Ozzy and Oswald.
Yeah. No. They were like the little green things, were they? What is it? Bear in the Big Blue House.
Is that
Do you remember them crisps?
Oh, they were delicious.
Yes.
Oh my God, they were unreal.
I can actually taste them.
They were like meanies, like corn type of ones.
I typed in
puffy.
Bear in the Big Blue House cast and I accidentally typed in Bear in the Big Blue House crisps.
Mm. Oh well, I want to see that too.
Okay, we've got Moss, we've got Ojo, Doc Hog, Luna the Moon, Big Old Bullfrog, Ray the Sun, The Great Bandini, Ursa. I don't know any of these.
Otto.
Jack the Dog, Rita Mouse. Am I going mad?
I don't fucking know any of them.
I don't know any of them.
Main characters, I'm going to write down.
There wasn't, Trilo wasn't even there.
We definitely talked about...
Oh man, them cornstarch crisps. Jesus, they were unbelievable.
They were delicious. They
was
were delicious.
It like what's
is
something
it still
similar
in production?
To that? No, I don't think so.
It's done.
What's something similar to that? Is
in
it like
taste?
Yeah, is
I like, feel like they're kind of sour creamy. No, they weren't, were they?
No, I feel like they were
Pip and Pop.
Pip and Pop.
I forgot. Wow. Oh, were they the Otters?
Lads. Yeah.
Two Otters down the
What were the Moorbags called again?
Oh, Moorbags. I actually don't know.
I never watched them.
What?
You never watched the Moorbags?
We must have had a fancy Sky TV. We just had whatever RT was
turning
out.
We actually did get Sky when we were young.
Oh, my dad, look, there you go.
Well, my dad was obsessed with dishes.
Yeah.
Still is.
He does.
Really? My parents fucking hated them.
Does your dad just love an old dish on the roof? Like,
oh, he does.
Big fan. The more the merrier.
Everything. Al Jazeera.
Rossa and...
Look, I think no one actually cares that's listening to this about...
Sorry, I'm just really interested in what... Molly and Rossa.
Are the Moorbags?
The
Moorbags.
Oh, Molly and Rossa, correcto.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard of Rossa.
What do they do?
The Moorbags.
They were great crack.
They were like, they're made out of socks or something. I don't know.
They had socks as ears. Classic RTE budget.
And like, what were they doing? Just like, whatever Barney
was doing.
Oh, they
read stories. They were kind of hippy-dippy.
Oh, here we go. Favorite RTE
What were their personalities
kids show?
Like?
I honestly, Moorbags.
You were Moorbags?
I got to meet them and everything. I was very excited
about
that.
What about you?
Satitude.
Oh, loved that as well.
I'm gonna
remember that dog on Saturday in the morning.
Gonna beach is all Quiz Zone.
Oh, that
Quiz
was
Zone
good.
Was good.
Quiz Zone. I know also, two people who was on Quiz Zone.
When I was about, I don't know, 11, my dream in life was to host News Today.
Really?
The kids' version of News Today.
I wanted
News
to
Today.
Do that when I left college.
I was dying to be on News Today.
I remember watching the RT News for Kids thing
so
and
good.
I was like, I want to do that so
I
bad.
I was like, I want to learn. Like,
that's so funny. All of us had the same thought.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I also wanted to host The Extra Factor. That was my other
The dream. Extra Factor, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I remember RT News was the only thing I wanted to do TV-wise. I always wanted to work in radio. But the RT... I think
kids
it was
news.
It was RT Kids News. Was that what it's called?
News Today.
Yeah.
The two.
And I just
cool
thought it was
young.
So cool.
It's brilliant.
It was an X Factor's heyday. I knew I'd never be Dermot O'Leary, but I thought I could do the backstage.
You thought you could be Ollie Murs.
Yeah, I did.
I'd never be Dermot. I could definitely be Ollie.
Dermot's too good. I'd give the background stuff a go.
Do you know when he did that thing?
Realistic goals.
Your Saturday night starts right here. And he'd spin around.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
He was so cool.
Oh, yeah. X Factor in his heyday was so exciting.
Oh, so good.
Right,
anyway, sorry about
look.
That. Hello.
Look.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Hello. Middle of the week already somehow. What's the crack?
And although I do feel like it's kind of dragging a little bit this week. Does anyone else feel like that?
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, yeah, it's Wednesday. That's great. But oh my God, it's only Wednesday.
I hear you.
Yeah. No, I was actually just going to come on and say I woke up thinking it was Thursday today.
Yeah,
there's something Thursday-ish about it. Yeah, it's nice out there now, but an hour ago driving in, it's like so dark again.
Yeah.
I think it's just like it's a big weekend and everybody's kind of gearing up for like the big Coldplay weekend. And there's just a lot of talk of weekend very early in the week.
Yeah.
Isn't there? And also Coldplay are on tomorrow, which is the Thursday, which is wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's confusing. But anyway, I did wake up thinking it was Thursday. And then I was sad, obviously, naturally.
Of course.
And then I went, actually, everything's going to be okay.
Why?
Because I remembered that I have in my fridge a half portion of my favourite curry of all time.
Oh, wow.
Because I went out for dinner last night and I went to my favourite curry maker. AKA restaurant. It's a place in Ranelagh called Night Market. It's a Thai restaurant and everyone is sleeping on Night Market.
I live right beside Ranelagh. I've never heard of it.
It's unreal. I feel like...
An Indian?
It's a Thai restaurant.
Oh, Thai, sorry.
I only said that four times.
My bad. I don't know if you noticed, but it's very early.
It's very early, I was joking. It's a yellow curry and it's got all the goods. It's got potato, it's got, for me, tofu, but you could have your chicken. Mm-hmm. Cashew nuts, different types of beans.
Nut
tender stem broccoli.
I do like a cashew nut in a curry.
Oh my God, it's so delicious.
Tender
I'm so excited
broccoli.
For my
the
dinner.
The only thing is that this isn't making me want it because it's too early for a curry.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
It is wrong.
It's like when I finish a meal and like someone else finishes the same meal and they're like, right, what are we doing for dinner? And I'm like, don't ever talk about food again.
I'm never like that. I'm so sad. When I'm on holidays, I'm just like, I'm sitting at lunch being like, what are we doing for dinner? I'm awful. But actually on my walk home then through Ranelagh, I noticed this place because it was very bright. It was brightly lit and it was dark. And I posted on my story. Also, another thing that people are sleeping on, the barbers in Ranelagh that's called G-Mail.
Oh, yeah.
That is such
so
a
funny.
Random name for a barber's.
So I liked your Instagram story.
Like G and then male, as in the male species.
Yeah, yes.
But I pretended it was Gmail, the email.
Yes.
Yeah. I put a little joke on my story.
My favourite thing about everything you've just said is how you for once, have somehow made broccoli sexy. Tender stemmed broccoli. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, tender stem is flirty.
Oh, I think I feel like the broccoli is winking at me.
I feel like I've blocked out that. I didn't hear a word about broccoli. So obviously, as soon as someone mentions vegetable, my mind is going to shut down completely.
No, tender stem.
Arriba.
Spins fully charged with now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
You hear it spin. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk about something that, in my opinion, is incredibly interesting. It may not be to other people.
Oh, listen, you got to take these risks in life, Dave.
Well,
you know?
This is a big risk.
Okay.
Because if I'm not interested, I'll just shut down.
Yeah.
I won't.
And
speak.
You know what?
If
that's absolutely fair.
If someone else isn't interested, they might switch radio stations and that would be the worst possible.
Don't
thing.
You dare do that.
No, right. But it'd be fair enough.
It'd be fair enough
it's
now, Dave.
It's up to you to bring the interesting stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting.
Needs to be really good, Dave.
So I'm going to come with a different...
It's 7:15.
I'm going to come with a different approach.
Okay,
so we're going to take two. Could you outro the song again, please?
Okay. Eminem and Houdini on Spin. Good morning.
Wait till you hear this.
Oh, right, go on.
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, I'm in.
I'd like to talk about North Korea.
Oh, okay. Consider me teased.
It's Happy right. Wednesday.
Okay. So, great news. They're open for tourists again.
Yes. Since when? When was the last time?
They closed in 2020 because of the pandemic.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Right. Only that long ago.
Basically, since then, only a very, very minute amount of people have been allowed in. Mainly private Russian tours have been allowed in.
Okay.
And obviously, Kim Jong-un's bestie, Vladimir Putin, have been allowed in.
Oh, yes. They're all friends, yeah.
Now, I have been interested in South Korea and North Korea for years. I've read books on it.
Yeah, you
I've
have,
watched
actually.
TV shows about it, documentaries.
It's like your Roman Empire.
It really is. Like I just find it so fascinating. Mm. That's why I was like, I'll bring this to Emma and Ashton, see what they think. Would you like to come on a trip to North Korea with me? Because I've never gone anywhere that's that kind of fancy. The most maddest place I've gone is Dubai.
I think few people call North Korea fancy.
But when I mean fancy, I mean expensive because like I'd say it's very expensive to
far,
get to.
Maybe.
Yeah, far as well. But like you have to go through China and things like that. Yeah. You can't just fly into Pyongyang.
You're not flying over to Leeds like
you. Exactly. You got the pronunciation down. That was very impressive.
Pyongyang, thank you very much. Yeah. So they have been basically, while they've been closed down for COVID, they've been building what's called a socialist utopia in one of the cities, which is bordering China. So it's very close. So the only way into North Korea is through China, so you would have to go to China anyway. So you may as well go to a really close city, although I do want to go to Pyongyang. That's the capital of North Korea. But basically, they've put in new apartments, they've put in a ski resort, they've put in commercial, cultural and medical facilities. So I'm like, okay, you've put a hospital in, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And basically, they want to be seen as a highly civilized mountain city, right? Now, this is a weird sentence. The group of around 100 Russians paid the equivalent of 700 euro each for a 4-day trip to North Korea while it was, you know, closed or whatever.
Okay.
They were reportedly travelled on an old plane that smelt of mothballs.
What is mothballs?
I have no idea what mothballs.
I think that's just like mold and
it must be
dust. Kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, yeah. And they were accompanied by a personal guide when at the ski resort. This is the thing about North Korea: you're accompanied by a guide at all times. Like, you can't go off and just explore. It's, you're not, really? You're just not allowed at all. It's just you have to be seen to be doing what you're told by the guide at all times.
Because they don't want anyone telling you what's really going on.
Well, yeah, pretty much, exactly. But they would obviously be like, oh no, it's for your own safety or whatever.
Of course, yeah.
You know, things like that. So there are a couple of things that I actually would be really, really interested to do. But the main reason I want to go is because I just find the whole place so interesting. I think it would be interesting to be lied to. Like, and I know you're lying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like that movie, The Interview, where they go to North Korea and they say, oh, we've loads of, you know, supermarkets where kids can come in and buy food, but the supermarkets are fake. Do you know what I mean? They're not real. It's just...
Oh, God. Is that...
They're
really like that.
They're not like that, but I've seen videos of supermarkets in North Korea that people go in and, like, they have North Korean actors in there, but like no one ever pays for anything because they don't have money. Do you know what I mean?
So they're so poor.
Yeah, exactly. But they have stuff in the supermarket like Coca-Cola to make you feel like, oh, yeah, it's, we're a totally normal country.
I get you.
But,
yeah, but that ski resort thing is all fake.
Except the North Koreans would never be able to do it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't have the money. So this is why I find it interesting. I know it sounds, it is a tough country or whatever, but I just find it interesting. There is some stuff to do. The demilitarized zone, which is obviously on the kind of the border of North Korea, South Korea. Really, really interesting. You'd probably have to go from the South Korean side because the North Korean side is all mines, like just like buried. And
yeah, I wouldn't be a fan of that.
Not good. Obviously, we need to go to the ski resort.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I
do love skiing. There's a water park and a fun fair park. I'm like,
oh,
hell
my
yeah.
Oh God.
And there's a tourist attraction that just says concrete wall, which I find interesting.
Oh yeah.
I looked up best things to do in North Korea.
Yeah.
Concrete wall was number 4.
Okay.
So I can't wait.
Tell me more. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and I know it sounds like I'm making fun of it. I'm genuinely not. I'm so interested in it. The only thing is I said it to my housemate Ben. I was like, "Do you want to go?" He was like, "Yeah, yeah, we should actually go." And then I was like, oh, I should probably go with someone much quieter and, you know.
Yeah, honestly, last person I would go to North Korea with would be Ben, and then second, maybe you.
Yeah. of anyone.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How do we all feel about the concept of eternal life?
I am all for it.
I knew you wouldn't be. Nah.
Oh no, I'm team eternal life. As
I'm
well.
Team eternal life.
Don't give me nothing else.
Oh, well, it depends. What are the terms of this? Can I say my age?
The terms.
Oh, you wouldn't want to say your age. You'd want to say much younger than your age.
The terms of this is we essentially turn you into a lump of Donegal catch and shove you in a freezer for decades.
Okay, cool. And then I come back as me now.
That's not eternal life.
Whenever you croak from that point on.
Okay.
Is when you'll be frozen. So
but I wouldn't want to be like 104 forever.
That's the thing.
I'd like to be able to run around and get me bits done.
And that's one of the many issues I have with this new high-tech startup company. Well, it's not really that new, but as in it's new in the grand scheme of things. In Berlin, I've just read an article about it this morning and it's promising somewhat close to eternal life. It's called Tomorrow Bio and they are a startup giving people the option to cryogenically freeze their bodies when they die in the hope that they'll be revived sometime in the distant future.
Cryogenically freeze your body and startup should not be in the same sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think I'm dealing with that.
I want a corporate company that, like, I want like the McDonald's of cryo engineering.
What does cryo even mean? What was that big word? What
cryogenically freeze.
What does that mean?
It's just like basically just freeze your body.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Just put a fancy word before it to make it sound really legitimate.
We're
going to make it really cold.
Yeah.
So far, 6 people have been frozen by this company.
No way.
5 pets.
Wow.
But there are also 650 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
The average age of people on the waiting list is 36. So people are thinking about this young.
This is really interesting, but like I don't understand how they, like, when you come back out of it, like, how they start you up again.
There's, interestingly, not an awful lot about that
in the
article. Yeah. And I think they haven't really figured it out yet. So, if you're thinking this is the move for me, you might want to rethink things when you hear about the price. Because it costs $222,000 to be frozen, plus a $55 monthly membership fee. That's for your full body. Or if you'd like to just freeze your brain, because that's an option too, that'd be $83,000.
Oh, okay, good. They're
quite the discount.
Little discount.
And what are they going to do with the brain then? Just lob it into someone else's skull?
Yeah, I don't know. So I think like the thing is that they're like, that they're like, we're on the cusp of being able to like regenerate frozen like organisms or whatever. So these people are like, well, if so, I want to sure be in line and frozen and ready to go when they figure it out. So they can't actually yet unfreeze people.
Okay.
But they are in the process of freezing.
People.
They can't freeze
I
them.
Could do that.
Yeah.
In a big freezer.
Yeah. Pretty easy. Now, what they do is when you die, they pump your body basically with a type of like medical grade antifreeze.
Okay.
So they replace your bodily fluids with antifreeze so that your body
stuff
doesn't
on the windscreen
get
your car.
Like really damaged by the freezing. And then over the course of a week, they drop your body temperature gradually to a low of -195 degrees Celsius.
Jesus.
Then they lash it into a big tank and there you stay
until have the heebie-jeebies.
Some time in the future. Two big questions though remain for you guys, just like your own thoughts. One, how would you like to be defrosted? As in bit by bit, what are we starting off with?
Okay.
And two, when?
When? Yeah, okay.
I think I'd like to be defrosted from the chest first. Chest first.
Chest up,
I
chest
find
down.
When I get cold in my chest, it's very hard to shake.
Yeah.
toes, I'd say.
Yeah, so I'd like to be chest first, and then I'd like to come back in like a good while. 200-300 years.
Yeah,
see what's
I like
changed.
That. Yeah, I think I
don't need to see my grandkids.
Yeah,
they're all right.
300 years though, I feel like if you're frozen, 300 years is a bit of a waste of money for 200,000. I'd want to come back in like 100,000 years or something.
Oh,
so
wow.
And see what the story is. Because it's not like you would be able to feel it. It'd be like a blink.
Oh, but that's
you.
Such a risk. There could be absolutely no crack going on here in 100,000 years.
It could be. That is true. Yeah.
It's like, oh, there could be nobody to unfreeze you.
But like, say if the sun has, you know, melted the planet, it'll melt us too.
It'll melt through. Our case.
Exactly.
It'll get through. It'll get through.
I think I'd like my little fingies to be
defrosted,
you know,
first.
Defrosted.
Your fingers first.
Yeah. And I think I'd prefer to be defrosted with a hairdryer because I think I'd like that sensation. I think I'd like to go bottom of my feet. This is such a dark conversation.
Yeah.
Bottom of my feet first. And honestly, I'd come back in 50 years. I'd like to see how my grandkids are getting on.
50 years?
Yeah.
50, yeah, fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, I would.
Because at least you're actually going to know people.
Yeah, I might.
Otherwise, you'd be a bit lonely.
Yeah, I'd be like lost then without people.
Oh, and you'd be gorgeous compared to us. We'd be old.
Yeah, true.
As hell.
We'd be minging in 100 and
yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, exactly. My Botox would still be after freezing.
I like the thought of us being all frozen in like our underwear. Be like, oh yeah, do my finger
and
first.
Also in formation, Emma, Dave, and I.
Here's Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. It's called I Had Some Help. This is Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been chatting about the concept of eternal life. It's hefty stuff on the show this morning.
It really is.
And this company that is freezing people's bodies and future defrosting them. And people are spending like over 200 grand to be frozen. And as of yet, there's no technology to unfreeze them. There's also a membership fee as well.
There's a lot going on
a
there.
A monthly membership
monthly
fee.
Monthly membership fee. We did get a message in from somebody posing another question that we haven't addressed yet, saying, what happens if your membership fee runs out?
Yeah. Here we are.
So when they decide to freeze the body, do you pay the subscription before you die or when you die? Like, what happens if the money runs out and you're frozen? Do they just fucking dispose of the body? Like,
oh,
what?
I don't know. This is all a bit much.
It'd be really, really awkward if they defreeze you or like it unfreeze you and be like, sorry, do you have another card? This one isn't working anymore.
Sorry, you're unfrosted. Too early and you're poor.
Yeah. It's only been a year.
Shall we play a game?
Yes.
Oh, please.
This sadly is the game with no name. However, look, we'll get there. If the game takes off and becomes a big deal, then we'll figure out a name.
But okay.
At the moment, it's too hard and I can't think of anything catchy enough, so here we are.
You're just trialing it out.
To be fair, it's a lot of work, this game.
It is a lot of work, this game.
So the name has been left by the wayside.
Yeah. The idea of this game is I give you a category and I play you multiple clips, okay? So, for example, if the category is chocolate bars and you hear lots of crunching sounds, you would take a guess and say, is the bar you're thinking of a crunchy?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
If you guess 5 correctly, you'll win 5 IMC Cinema passes. But unlike Dave's game, if you get 2 right, you'll win your 2 IMC Cinema passes.
Right.
So you'll definitely get a win out of this.
Nice.
Well, you'll hopefully will, I suppose.
I think it's like the audio version of Catchphrase, you know, where it's say what you see. It's like say what you hear.
Oh,
that's
very
exactly
clever.
Exactly what we're getting at. Okay. So if you'd like to play this morning, just message us over the word game, 087-711-1038. We'd love to give this a crack at you. As I said, it's a brand new game. Producer Callum was happy with it the first round, so it's back again. We'd love to have a kind of
show
a
some
solid
love,
place.
Please.
A bit of love on this wouldn't go do any harm, but a demand for the game, you know yourself. Game in a WhatsApp now, please. 087-711-1038, which just to give you a flavour of what you're getting yourself in for, let's play with Dave and Ashling.
Okay.
All right.
I see cinema passes up for grabs for us too? Or?
Absolutely not.
No, that's not how it works.
Dave and Ashling, your category this morning is Dublin pubs.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
You need to identify their names, and here is your first clip.
Got it.
What are you saying?
You're so much better at this than me.
Toners.
Wow, the guy is...
Yeah! Come on.
Oh, I could only think of like ring or call. Very good.
Tone, isn't it? Okay. Two.
Yay. Cheers.
Ah, Giddy Dolphin, Giddy Dolphin.
Giddy Dolphin.
See? Well done, well done, well done.
Okay, they're really not giddy kids. Yay.
No, it's very hard to find giddy. Looking up giddy sound effects.
Yeah, yeah.
Just brought me to a playground atmosphere. Okay, next. What is this Dublin pub? Will I hear it again?
Four.
Thirsty dog. The thirsty dog.
Brew dog.
Yeah!
Oh. I handed it to you.
You did.
Well done. All right. I think this one's quite tricky.
Ship. Sea boat.
What's that? What's that pub on Grand Canal? The ship shipments? No, the
ferryman.
The ferry. Hey! Oh,
is it the ferryman?
It's the ferryman.
Hey!
Oh, we worked together on
we
that.
We did.
One.
Fist bump for that. One. Fist bump.
Okay, final one, and you're doing so well. Now, this I think is the toughest of all. Okay, what pub is this? This is a three-parter, by the way, because it's a three-part name. Hard. That's a tinker now.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, well, maybe that's... Again, guys, we're demoing the game.
Walsh's. I don't know.
Cute! The long haul.
Okay. Brooksense.
Old. Royal. Oak.
Oh, the old Royal Oak.
Right?
Oh, that, very good.
A bit of a reach, that one.
That
so
was a bit of a reach.
Enough, fair
now.
Enough.
But that'll right, be easier
do you want
for
to give
you.
It a go? I'm going to make it a lot easier for you listening. 087-711-103. Get in touch with the word game now, please. In the meantime, here's Jax Jones.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's your second day out for a game I've been thinking about for a while. Imagine it's kind of like an audio version of Catchphrase. You're trying to figure out things via sounds under certain categories.
You say okay. It's second day out. Have you played this before?
We did play it before. I think you might have been off.
Oh, I must have been off.
Yeah. I think you were away at the time, yeah.
And a great success it was.
It was a great success.
Okay.
Essentially, as I said, you're trying to figure out kind of an audio version of Catchphrase. Caitlin's on to give it a go. Are you all set, Caitlin?
I don't know why I entered. It sounds so hard.
No,
it
no, does you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And remember, for each one you get right, you win yourself an IMC Cinema Pass. So I'm confident you'll have a bit of luck here.
And
okay?
Sure, Dave and I might help you out as well.
Yeah, we might give a little dig out.
All right, Caitlin, your category this morning is crisps.
Okay.
I want the name of different crisps you can buy in the shop. All right, shall we begin?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Caitlin, number one.
The other great thing is I've discovered somebody who might be able to come and sort out my neck.
Do you know who that was, Caitlin?
No.
It was a very posh man from England. Who would that be?
Oh, I know.
Who might rule the country.
The seat of the royal family.
King.
Yay!
Yes!
Okay, brilliant. We got there. Okay. Okay. Again, we're looking for a crisp name. Let's move on.
Walkers?
Not walkers. What's going on there?
Very good.
It's a different activity.
Walkers is good guess, though.
Skip.
Yes! Skip!
I thought you were saying skip as in like next.
Wait, were you saying skip?
Were you
skip
saying skips
next?
Or were you saying skip?
Skip.
Well, skip is the next. It's the right
that
answer.
That worked out well. We're looking for skips. Okay, three.
Oh, I got it.
What do you think's going on there, Caitlin?
I don't know.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so do I. Caitlin, did you say Monster Munch?
Monster Munch. Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. This is a thinker, so God help us all, okay? We're looking for the name of a brand of crisps.
This girl is the nastiest.
Do you have it?
I have it.
Ever met.
Burn book. Mean? Regine.
Go on, what were you going to say?
Mean.
Yes!
That's success! So good.
Brilliant. All right, final one. I think you'll be okay with this because you kind of alluded to it earlier. Okay, have a listen. For 5 IMC Cinema Passes, Caitlin.
Walkers.
Yeah! Unbelievable.
Absolutely brilliant.
And we're going to send her out full 5.
Oh, absolutely. Well done, Caitlin.
Congrats, Caitlin. 5 IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Cheers, hon.
Bye.
Bye.
Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1. Hello, good morning. Hope you're well.
Good morning. What's going on?
I had such a stressful evening, but like it was kind of a buzz as well. My phone has honestly never been so busy.
Oh, go on.
My Instagram has never been so busy.
Oh, get it, girl. You're popping off.
Well, not for like anything very cool.
Because she's the fella now, you see. Everyone's trying to get there. Everyone's trying to get in there.
Trying to get in. They love a challenge.
Oh, we're just
these lads.
No. I was selling Coldplay tickets.
Okay. Oh!
Obviously the most in-demand tickets right now.
Oh my God, you're like Mr. Lotto.
I was literally thinking, imagine if these were Oasis tickets.
Yeah.
My housemate Nye Emer spent a few bob on tickets there a few weeks ago and we finally were like, yes, we had a really good contact who sadly was flying to the other side of the world so wasn't going to make it. So we were like, brilliant, we'll take them from you. And sadly now, I can't go.
Oh, that's so annoying.
So I had a couple of people to sort out first. I knew my mom's friend was dying to go. I said, we have them, she can't make it. So I said, right, eventually, I guess I'll just try and get them sorted. Like, people need to know it's 2 days away. Yeah. Let's get them on Instagram.
I feel like I could, like, ask any single person I know and they'd be like, yes, I'll take them.
No, Dave, I cannot tell you. I was browsing around Dundrum, like, casually strolling around my house with Emer. I was like, look, I'll just throw up my story and get rid of them. Oh, my God. I was carrying shopping bags. So I just put my phone back in my pocket after putting it on my Instagram story. And when I picked up my phone 20 minutes later, I was like,
how many messages did you have?
I would say, honestly, 600.
Oh, my God.
No, like, I'm not even lying.
What?
There was missed calls from people I half know. An actual, I won't name them, an actual radio station asked me for the tickets.
Stop.
Not one of us, like a different crowd asked me.
A radio station asked you for the tickets to what? Give away?
I don't know, but I didn't even click into it, to be honest. It was just in the mass of the hundreds and hundreds of messages.
Oh, my God.
My WhatsApp was popping off. I had missed calls from numbers I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
That's scary.
I was terrified. And then you're overwhelmed because then you're scrolling through like, right, who will I give this to, these two? And you see a name. Our big boss was in my DMs.
No.
I'm not even lying. I was like, what is going on here? Anyway. Then
J or C?
J.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. OMG.
So then.
OMG.
No, but then you kind of see a name you're familiar with, like one of the girls or whatever. Like, so I was like, I'll go straight to her, whatever. Yeah. She was like, can you give me 20 minutes? I was like, I don't know if I can take another 20 minutes of this. I was like, grand, 20 minutes. Put the phone away, came back to her. She was like, I can't take them, sorry. In the meantime, we see another familiar face. You're like, I have them. She was like, no, they're actually not for me. They're for my friend. I'll come back to you in 10 minutes. I'll ring her right now.
Oh my God.
Oh, sweet mother of mercy.
Oh my God.
So did you delete the post after a while as well that you had
As soon as they were sold.
Oh yeah.
As soon as there
was. Because I didn't even see it.
As soon as there was money in my Revolut.
I didn't even know you were doing
I was like,
that.
Job done. Yeah.
Are you sure that you should be saying this if the big boss wanted them and you didn't give them to the big boss?
No, the big boss ended up being grand in the end. Obviously, I prioritised the big boss as well. After I was waiting for the first person to call me back, then it kind of fell down.
Okay.
Whoever.
Yeah.
But obviously then I felt so guilty, typical me, that I wrote, I'm so sorry they're gone, and copied and pasted to about 300 people.
No, you didn't.
I had to, yeah.
You know, you could have just put that up on your story.
On your story, yeah.
Oh, I thought that would be a bit lame. So I individually replied to loads of people. Now I've got loads of new friends on Instagram.
That's interesting. Yeah. I really didn't think you'd get that many. I really wonder what it would have been like for Taylor Swift.
I imagine if it was bloody Oasis. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those tickets are on sale Saturday morning. Anyway, I'll be deleting my Instagram for the weekend.
If I get 3 DMs after a story, I'm like, oh my God, I'm viral. I can't imagine getting 600 messages.
Life will never be the same again.
I'd say Mark Zuckerberg is like, what is going on that
What's going on over there?
Account? Yeah. Wake up. Wake up, Horizon.
shine. Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Morning. We have a question for you this morning, and it's going to require you to be a bit honest, but this is a safe space, no judgment, or at least too much judgment.
I didn't agree to that.
But we want to know this morning, what is your stupidest spontaneous spend?
Yes.
087-711-1038. When did you just splurge very spontaneously on something that wasn't worth it in the end?
I really love the question as well. What was it?
Stupid spontaneous spend.
All the S's.
Bit of alliteration.
All the S's are nice.
Spontaneous.
Yeah. We love your voice notes on this. 087-711-1038. The reason being is there's something I haven't told you about my experience at Electric Picnic. And yes, I'm still talking about it. When I was going through my banking app yesterday, I was aghast when I saw a couple of transactions. And it took me a while to realise what they were. Mm. And when I did, I went, "Dull."
She actually just hit herself.
I just slapped myself in the face. Yeah, and I went, "You little idiot." Okay?
You little moron.
And I remembered, I've been to Electric Picnic a good few times, but I had never been on any of the rides at Electric Picnic, any of the amusements.
Oh yeah.
And when we were walking in on Saturday afternoon, full of the joys of life, we'll say, we walked past my friend and I, the fun house. Mm. Do you know the fun house?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a fun house at a carnival?
I love
I've been
too.
In the fun house at Electric Picnic in the wee hours many years ago. It's just a good adventure. There could be like
little obstacles, isn't it?
Yeah,
you have to crawl under this, hop over that.
Yeah.
Kind of one of the
hamster
like,
wheel
like punching.
Yeah, there's things like spinning
through.
And,
yeah.
I was like, this will be such a throwback to
I'd
my
stay
days.
Stay there forever.
Yeah, to my days at the Play Barn.
Yeah.
Shout out to OG Soft Play Centre in Kildare.
The Play Barn.
The Play Barn, you know, ball pits, that type of vibe. Now there's no ball pit there. I said, that'll be some crack. And turned my friend, I said, we're getting on that tonight. We have to get on that tonight. So anyway,
saucy devil.
Absolute devil. So cut to Saturday night. Calvin Harris has just finished again. Got the giddies. It's just after 1 o'clock in the morning. And I say, fun house! We go fun house. Who's going fun house? Off we go to the fun house. Tap the card.
I presume you weren't here at this point.
No.
You weren't with Ash.
No, Emma wasn't there. Didn't realise, obviously, until yesterday that I tapped my card for €16 to attend the fun house.
16
Yeah, now that was for two of us.
Okay.
€8 each.
The fun house was shite.
All right.
What was it?
Reason being, because it was so busy, because everybody was post Calvin Harris giddies, like, let's go fun house. It was so busy. You were just basically standing in a long, quirky queue.
Yeah.
It was just, you were just stopped for most of the fun house.
That sucks.
And watching the person in front of you go, like, on, like, silly steps.
Yeah.
And see which the booby steps were, or just like watch their technique. There was no element of surprise. I was like, oh, coming up, I see you gotta squeeze through something.
Yeah.
There was no spontaneity.
That's so annoying.
Waiting in a long, weird queue.
Right.
So that was a fun house. I was disappointed. I said, there's gotta be more thrill.
More to life than this.
There's gotta be more thrills that can be got here. So we went back to the tent, we sorted ourselves out, we went back on another adventure, and 4 o'clock in the morning we found ourselves back in the main arena, my friend Orla and I. And I said, we go on something else. We do something else.
At four in the morning.
Four in the morning.
You're
I couldn't believe
thing.
The rides were still open.
People are probably trying to sleep.
At this point I was like,
yeah.
Eva's gone. And we just spot this ride and we're like, let's go on that. We didn't look at what the ride did.
Okay.
Before we tapped a card for €30.
Oh my God.
This one cost €30. Again, something I didn't realise until yesterday.
15 ahead?
15 ahead.
Okay.
I was like, I'll get this.
That's
I'll get the ride.
€30.
Yeah. Idiot. Anyway, we get on this thing. It goes bloody. We barely zipped our bags closed to get on it. Nobody told us. This thing went bloody upside down and
inside
spun you
out.
Around and up and down and twirling and spinning. And I don't like the spins. We had to leg it to Portaloos as soon as we got off this thing. Now, we were grand, but the tummy was turning. Mm. And for €46... it was not worth it.
Oh, my God.
Across the two rides, I spent €46 on amusements at Electric Picnic. And that was my stupidest spontaneous spend. Lasted about 10 minutes of entertainment. Wouldn't recommend. So I'm putting myself out there. I've gone out on a limb.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. So do tell us yours. What was your stupidest spontaneous spend? 087-711-1038.
Something that you were like, I could really do without spending my money on this. could have been a pair of trousers that you saw on a model once and you went, why did I buy these? They're not even going to suit my figure.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your stupid, spontaneous spend voice notes to be deadly on this, please. 087 711 1038. Right now, though, Kendrick Lamar, this is Not Like Us on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lang, Roro, and Good Love. This has been with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. The week is flying in, and Friday, we know for a fact that someone is going to win €200,000. You're as likely to win it as anybody else, and we'll give you those details on the cash machine really soon.
The confession box is open this morning on 0877 11 1038. We're talking about your stupidest spontaneous spend, and I'm asking you to be very honest with me today and let us know on WhatsApp voice notes 0877 11 1038. This is because I have confessed about a really silly spontaneous spend that I made at Electric Picnic at 4 o'clock in the morning when we did a couple of the amusements, and we spent a grand total of €48. And €46 between two of us.
It would have been a different situation if you had a great time, but you were going in for the high. You got about 3 or 4 minutes out of it and then it was over and you're like, what a waste of money,
and then,
man.
We had to leg it to the port loose because we thought we were going to bomb. It was a bit thick, but look, good times and all that. So we're looking for your most silly, stupid, spontaneous spends.
I am embarrassed to say this.
Oh, go on.
I was actually just thinking about it and I was like, I'm not saying this on the radio. I look like a loser.
Oh no.
But here we are. I would say in total over the last 5 years, I've probably spent, oh God, potentially €200 to €300 on Hinge.
No! No!
On Boosts and all.
No!
You know, Boosts is about €16.
I've never done it.
Oh, you should do it. They're not great. You get to know.
Oh, you should do it. They're not great.
Sorry. As in, if you're bored, it throws you out there. But like, there'd be a random Sunday, be like, oh, there's no one coming. Boost me again. Here's under 60.
Oh my God!
Right on, girlfriend. Well done.
I love it.
See, you got it.
I love it.
Well done.
That's
Emma.
Brilliant.
Every once in a while, I would just say, why does no one like me? Boost me!
That is fantastic. I love
the
honesty.
Money at the problem.
Yeah.
Always worse. And now look at you.
Yeah. Money at the problem is right. And now you've got the fella. It works.
Yeah, it cost me a few bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you can invoice him later on.
Where'd you get the fella? He only cost me 60 quid.
That's
amazing.
Well done,
that's brilliant.
Emma.
I have done basically the same, however, not on a dating app.
Go on.
I have spent about, I'd say, 250 quid on 8-ball pool. You see, sometimes, right,
your
queue runs out and you have to have a certain amount of coins to recharge it. But I never have the coins, so I spend money to recharge the coins.
I actually don't know what's worse. I feel brilliant now. I'm going on board. Anybody know any Walters in the city?
Nessa, what was your stupid spontaneous spend?
A few weeks ago in town, I went for a gig and a few soft drinks, winky face, and after the gig I was like, oh, my mates are in Malahide, I'm gonna go and like meet up with them. Jumped in a cab, cost me the best part of 50 quid. Got to the front door of Gibney's and they were like, oh, it's like 11 o'clock, we're shut. I was absolutely devastated. And then to get a cab back to Dublin 11 then. Absolutely gutted. Didn't even want to face looking at my bank app the next day.
100 quid gone on a little spin around the city.
Oh, I know that feeling where you're like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Do you know what, lads? I'm going to go meet them.
Do you know what, lads? I'm going to go.
Yeah,
I'm going to go.
Oh, we're idiots.
We do have Patrick hanging on there. Patrick, your stupid spontaneous spends. Patrick.
I couldn't relate more with that last story. I was like, I have to say it.
Go on,
please.
What is it, Patrick? Tell us.
We haven't listened yet, so tell us there.
Oh, I was at EP as well, and I had the same stupid thoughts Aisling had of these rides at 1 or 4 in the morning.
Did you?
And I think I did them all nearly. But me and my mate were rotating who's paying what, and they were expensive, but there was like a slingshot ball that shoots the ball up into the air.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really looking. I was like, right, my turn. I'll just tap here. And just as I tapped my phone, it was €70.
No!
Oh, my God.
So yeah.
35 per person, yeah.
No.
Yeah. For about 3.5 minutes.
Oh, my God. I was expecting that because when we were sitting on the rides that cost 15 ahead, We were chatting to the girls beside going, what have you gone on?
Would you not just do the carousel? What's the
yeah, the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel.
I've actually never done that yet. And anyway, she told me the slingshot was 30 odd euro, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you poor devil.
Was it fun though?
Yeah, it was a good crack. The only reason we did it was we were talking about the time we were in Ibiza years ago and we left the club to go on one of those things. It was like 20 quid. And then when we seen it that night at 4 a.m, we were like, this is a sign. And it was like double the price nearly.
Patrick, you are the male version of Aisling, I think.
Yeah.
Best of friends.
Yeah.
Representing.
Did you ever go on the Ferris wheel, Patrick?
No, I did everything but that. That's boring.
I'll see you there next
year. That's boring.
We'll do it together.
Yeah, but no. I bet it only costs a fiver. That's the only thing.
Cheers, Patrick.
See you, Patrick. Incredible. Benson Boone.
These beautiful things that Benson Boone and Beautiful Things on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
New Instagram update just launched, by the way. Well, I've got it for me anyway. They have like a load of new fonts you can use for your stories. I know this is probably not interesting.
No, that is interesting because their fonts are crap.
Yeah, they are crap at the moment. But there's loads of new ones. There's Poster and Bubble and Typewriter and Deco and Elegant and things like that.
Is there loads to choose from?
There's loads to choose from.
Well,
it's kind of a new layout when you take a photo. I will be using Deco because I like, you know, the name Deco, and it's Deco. Also really aesthetically pleasing.
Can I see Deco there? Sorry, no, I know this is very visual for you listening.
This is what Deco looks like.
Deco's nice.
So I don't have the new fonts yet.
Is mine. So if everyone could just make sure you don't use Deco, that'd be great.
Kind of copyright.
Yeah, it's mine. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to use it because if you use it, then people will be like, that's what David Hammond uses.
And also, he said first, like,
Bagsy Deco.
Okay, for the multi million users of Instagram globally, you're Bagsy and Deco.
I'm Bagsy and Deco. You can use Typewriter though, like go wild. Yeah. You know what I mean? New Instagram update just launched, by the way. Well, I've got it for me anyway. They have like a load of new fonts you can use for your stories. I know this is probably not interesting.
No, that is interesting because their fonts are crap.
Yeah, they are crap at the moment. But there's loads of new ones. There's Poster and Bubble and Typewriter and Deco and Elegant and things like that.
Is there loads to choose from?
There's loads to choose from.
Well,
and it's kind of a new layout when you take a photo. I will be using Deco because I like, you know, the name Deco, and it's also really aesthetically pleasing.
Can I see Deco there? Sorry, no, this is very visual for you listening.
This is what Deco looks like.
Deco's nice.
So I don't have the new fonts yet.
Is mine. So if everyone could just make sure you don't use Deco, that'd be great.
Kind of copyright.
Yeah, it's mine. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to use it because if you use it, then people will be like, that's what David Hammond uses.
And also, he said first, like, he did.
Bagsy Deco.
Okay, for the multi-million users of Instagram globally, you're Bagsy and Deco.
Bagsy and Deco. You can use Typewriter though, like go wild. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What's going on, man? Everyone's giddy today.
Yeah.
All the giddiness around.
Well, wait till you hear what we're about to do next.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's probably nervous energy rather than the giddies, is it?
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe so. Listen, we all love trad, right? Trad is the best. Trad is so much fun. I was only playing you this clip yesterday. We went back to Revels in Rathfarnham the other night, me and my friends. And I think the trad band that we're playing were a little bit shocked because they were kind of taken over by the group. At one point they said, you know what, girls?
You were just such good crack, were you?
I think they were more so like, you guys just sing it because you're kind of taken over here. You can't hear the guys singing.
Not at all. They do sing good though, the girls.
Now in fairness, you've probably seen the crowd at Wolf Tones as well at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, crazy.
There's nothing uncool about trad at the moment. It's just very, very in, it seems. And obviously that's great news because it's Irish and all the rest.
Great.
We record a podcast intro for you every day. Do you come and listen to it?
Yeah.
We make an effort on that, you know.
Every single morning.
Oh, yeah, look at you now. You've never even heard of the podcast. Called Fully Charged Reset.
I can see you in the car there, Scarlett, now. Yeah, you've never even given it a go, have you?
Fake fans.
What are you joking? It's called Fully Charged Recharged. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. It's uploaded soon enough after the show. So sometimes we can be a bit delirious talking about all sorts of mad stuff on the podcast. You should check it out. It can be juicy sometimes. But I hit recording that the other day and Dave and Aisling were just being really delusional turning a song there, you know, Angel of My Dreams by Jade.
Yeah,
they just were kind of treading that up and just doing
for
their own
no
thing.
Reason.
And I caught them on record. That's
love you, I don't care.
Angel of my dreams, I will always
want you and love you, I don't care.
It does sound like it could be a little trad song.
We definitely
break
could.
It down like that.
Can
we're
we
talking
do that
about
the show?
Jade's song, Angel of My Dreams. Yeah, let's do that in the show.
If we like any songs.
I wish I could play guitar.
There we go. That is an insight into our podcast. And if that isn't an advertisement to listen to that, I don't know what is.
I mean, that is just groundbreaking audio. Okay, so with that in mind, we've set ourselves a little challenge. Let's talk about Charlie XCX's Apple. That's a pretty hot song right now.
Please.
For sure.
If that was to be performed trad, I think it would have to go a little something like this. I think the apple's rotten right to the core. From all the things passed down from the apples before. I split the apple down symmetrical lines. Hey! And what I find is kind of scary. Makes me just want to drive. Drive it like it's stolen. Drive, hey! Drive that tractor to me. Drive. It's kind of what I...
What kind of trad are you going to?
I got really carried away there, sorry. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
That sounds like awful trad.
So it doesn't sound like good classic trad.
What I want is for you guys to do way better than that, please.
No problem.
He's a feckle. Recharge. We're talking trad in the show this morning. It is in. It is so in. Out brat summer. In trad. Up trad.
You sound like Trump there. Trad, it's in. It's so in.
It's in, trust me.
Big thing. Everyone's talking
it's
about
huge.
It.
It's huge. Nothing makes me sing or want to dance as much as a trad session. Honestly, it's so much fun.
It is a bit of crack.
We record a bit on our podcast every day. It's called Fully Charged Recharge, if you haven't checked it out, by the way. And sometimes we get a bit delirious. Like the other day when Dave and Aisling were just turning Jade's song, Angel of My Dreams, into a trad song without even realizing they were doing it.
Always.
That's...
Love you, I don't care.
Angel of my dreams, I will always...
What you would love to, I don't care.
It does sound like it could be a little trad song. That was kind of the vibe on the podcast in recent days. So we said, let's do this. Let's challenge ourselves to try and turn the spin playlist trad. I just gave it a go. It was terrible as usual.
It wasn't terrible. It was just interesting.
It was just an interesting take on trad.
It is actually interesting when you looked at like Electric Picnic and stuff. Like the biggest crowds that I saw across the weekend were Kneecap, which are not trad, but they're Irish, yeah. Wolf Tones, Saw Doctors.
Like, deadly.
People are loving it.
Yeah, at the moment. It's so fun. Yeah, bring it back. So Dave, what song have you transformed?
So basically, right, you know the way like trad music always has kind of a story behind it. And it's usually a story about something real small or weird or different or whatever. It could be a story.
Or something really historical.
Yeah, but like it could be like a story about a bridge, or it could be a story about a jar of jam or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like it could
yeah.
be like that. So I've done a little song on a story about a man and a woman. And basically, the woman keeps getting annoyed because the husband can't sleep because he keeps drinking espressos.
Oh, oh dear. Yeah.
And that's, it goes okay. like this. Having coffee every night, oh, is it that sweet? I guess so. Says he can't sleep. Baby, I know, shouldn't have had that damn espresso. He's moving up, down, left, right. Oh, wish it was an innuendo. Says he can't sleep. Baby, I know, shouldn't have had that damn espresso.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, that's a good vibe. Very good.
I
Do you like the little spoons?
I like the little,
yeah.
That took me a second to cop, but you went a lot of effort with your backing track there.
Thank you, yeah.
I think we're doing important work here for the Irish culture.
I was trying to look up to see if there was an AI kind of generator that could just make a song Irish, and I was like, that'd be really, really
yeah.
It's not a thing. Needs to be a thing.
Okay, get yeah. building. So I have gone for Chapel Roan's Good Luck Babe,
yeah.
and I've transformed that. I'm kind of going to try sing it Dubliners style. It's very low though, so
okay.
I'm going full Ronnie Drew here.
Do you want to get a little water into your...
Have a little sip, yeah.
Just how low is this?
Her water.
Very low.
Okay, you ready to go?
Very low. Yeah.
Very low.
Yeah, let's go. You can poke 100 fellas in pups. Give another go. Try to stop the feeling. You can blather. It's the way you are. Pull the other one. Another stupid reason. Good luck. Good night. And God bless love. You'd have to stop the world just to stop the feeling. Good luck and good night. God bless love. You'd have to stop the world just to stop the feeling.
It was lower than I thought.
Yeah, it was very low.
Brilliant. Well, there you go.
So yeah, keep trying to be itself.
Let's bring back to normal charging.
No, let's never do that again.
Drive it like a schnollet.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Morning, hope all is good. What's the crack? Hey,
all there. Is not great.
Uh-oh. Oh no, what's wrong?
What's wrong now, shocker?
I have a 6-month review today.
OMG, I have one of them too. Damn
do
it.
Do you have one of them today?
I don't think it's today.
Mine's today.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's really annoying because the Radio Award nominations are out today at the same time. So they're out like an hour before my 6-monthly meeting.
My little
HR catch up.
Hey, what you need is a few nominations.
Yeah, and I'm just
in there.
I don't know how well this is gonna go.
It could be amazing or it could be terrible.
Yeah, I might not be here tomorrow, or I'll be celebrated tomorrow. Who knows?
How bad would it be if he was like, "You didn't get nominated for anything. You're out.
Goodbye." You see, it's one of those things, right, where the boss does a little review of you. But you did a little review of the boss a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had to be like, love my boss. He's great. He's so brilliant. And then he reads it during the review for me. And he's like, oh, thanks, man. And then he's like, so you need to work on this. You need to work on this. And that's when I go, right, well, you need to work on this. And I get worried and then I freak out and then, yeah.
Well, one of your goals, I'm pretty sure, the last 6-month review was be less anxious.
Yes.
So you failed that one.
I have failed that one, yeah.
And then it said, how do you know you'll achieve when you've achieved this goal? And Dave wrote, I don't know, be less anxious. So he takes it very seriously, as we can see.
The last question was, and how will you achieve this? And I wrote, I don't know, therapy? I think they were looking for professional goals.
Yeah, it's not a life review.
It should be.
Best of luck, Dave.
This is interesting, right? I've always been like fairly close with my family and my parents and stuff like that, to the point where I told them a lot of things that happened in my life. And sometimes I regret opening my mouth, but for the most part, I just kind of tell them things. And
you're a very open person anyway.
Yeah, I'm an open person.
I think
I'm kind
as you
of
get older
book.
As well, you just tell them everything.
Yeah, but like I've always been like that. Even as like a teenager, I just tell my mum everything. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's
it was
great.
Just like, it's just a good relationship.
If I ever have kids, that is the dream.
But I remember my mates would find this like really, really weird, because apparently my mates wouldn't do this. But there's a list of stuff apparently that's after coming out that you're not supposed to ever discuss with your family.
Oh, according to some expert or something, is
well,
this?
Yeah, it is. His name is Tor Kosicki. He is a natural language processing master practitioner.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know loads of them.
Yeah. He describes himself as an entrepreneurial trainer. He warns to not fall for the idea that your family members should know everything about your life, especially concerning these four particular things that I'm going to tell you, right? Now, when I read you this, I don't think you'll think twice on like what to discuss with your family. I think you'll be like, this poor man must have an awful family.
All right, you know okay.
I mean? I think you'll be a little bit like,
how can he not discuss this with his family?
Because some of them are interesting, but I want you to see it from his point of view as well at the same time. So number one, marital problems or relationship problems.
Okay.
Now, that's kind of sad, isn't it? Why in God's name wouldn't you talk to your family about
this?
You
absolutely should, by
right?
the way.
So his point is that family members have a way of forgiving you, but they never forgive anyone else.
Ooh, that is a good point.
I remember ex-girlfriends, like we'd have arguments or whatever, and they'd tell their mom, and their mom just wouldn't like me after that.
I know, I understand what you mean from that point of view.
And it was like, it was a simple argument, like, do you know what I mean? It wasn't that big of a deal. To be fair, if it was my family, they'd always be like,
I guess it depends on the seriousness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it's
fair.
Something that you really need to talk about, obviously talk about it. But something that your friends could handle, then maybe just you know, if you're hoping to work it out.
Yeah.
It's not a bad point, though. You do have to weigh it up. Is it worth it?
Yeah,
you're not going to tell them about every petty argument.
No, you're not. Because if you bring a load of petty arguments to them, they're just like, God, that person's awful.
I hate them. They suck.
Exactly. Number two is boring, because this is the best thing to talk to your family about. Family secrets and gossip.
Oh my God, I love family secrets.
Hell
yes. Now, the family secrets are never good, but they're very interesting.
Do you know what I find interesting? As you get older, you find out more and more family secrets.
I know.
Yeah. Like, oh, those two don't get along, or those two have money, do they?
Or I always have this like little dreamlike scenario where I'm sat down at one point being like, do you realise that you have an auntie? You've never, or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I'd be like, where is she?
Yeah.
And the older
auntie.
You get finding out the secret, the juicier it is just by default.
Always. So this guy said, gossip and sharing things told to you in confidence, even within families, can cause huge issues, he claims. He says, hold on to them as if they were your own, adding it only causes problems, which is boring, but fair.
Yeah, boring, but fair.
Here's another one. Therapy sessions. right? And I feel like sometimes when I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm in therapy or I have a therapy session, my family are a little bit like, oh, okay. We're getting very open here.
Our ears are red.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? There's almost like an awkward silence after you go, oh no, I can't, I have therapy on. Mm. And people are just like, oh, all right.
Yeah, come on. That should be something that, well, you, I know, totally, but that's because we're all so awkward.
But that's what I thought. It is an awkward, it's an awkward thing, which it doesn't need to be, but
not at all. This
is what this guy is saying. He said that, he said, there should never be a stigma attached to being open about your mental health. But he warns that the wrong people could use it against you if they wanted to, like in an argument, for instance.
Yeah,
what kind of family does this dude have?
Well, you're in therapy, you idiot.
Yeah.
like who does that?
I don't like what you're wearing. Yeah, well, you're in therapy,
this
you
poor guy,
mentler.
Yeah.
I think that one's null and void.
And then the last thing is life goals, right? He said this could potentially backfire depending on your plans or if you come into a large sum of money. Don't share your income or goals because haters are out there all over the world, and trust me when I tell you, there are haters in your family. This is a direct quote.
This man needs to go to therapy.
He needs therapy.
Someone hurt him.
Just don't tell your family.
Yeah,
you need therapy.
Mom and dad. God, he's not okay.
No, there's stuff going on with it. But
don't tell your mom and dad how much money you have or what.
Or that you're going to therapy or that you're going through marital problems or that you have any life goals.
Yeah,
they don't want to know, apparently.
What are you supposed to talk about your family about?
Yeah, I feel like all of the above is all
the
I talk
weather,
about.
Ash.
Yeah. Sorry,
is
I
that
forgot.
Not good enough?
And Mary down the road.
Callum's off on his holidays, and the wonderful interim producer Hebe has been filling in for Callum with us all this week.
Hello.
And last week as well. Hebe is from South London, and you moved to Ireland when?
4 months ago.
Settling in well?
Yeah, I love it.
You are a big fan of Dublin and a big fan of Ireland, yeah?
I am indeed.
And you were working in Belfast before as well, were you?
Yeah, so I had 4 years in Belfast and fell in love with it and thought I have to come back.
So you've been on the Emerald Isle for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the point where you have gone and done some research, looked up some citizen information to see how you'd go about becoming an Irish citizen. What did you...
She's looking for that non-queue in the airport.
Yeah, we know what she's at.
too much hassle over and
we'll
back
now. We'll humour her here.
I'm offering myself to have a blue passport. I'm sorry, guys. I have to.
So, come here. You have been on gov.ie. You figured out what you need to do and you were a bit bemused by stage one of the process.
Why? What was stage one?
Well, yeah, the top thing. It wasn't like how long you've been in Ireland. It was nothing like that. It was just, do you have a good character? And that was it.
Stop.
Just, do you have a good character?
That is,
if you have
most...
a good character, you can be Irish.
And how do we deem a good character?
There was no explanation. It was very vague. That was it.
I know a few characters who aren't that good now, and they're Irish.
Yeah, how did they slip through the cracks?
No idea.
So you need to have a good character with stage one, which is a kind of hilarious and typically very Irish. Before you get to the paperwork or the nitty-gritty or the ID and all the rest, it's, are you a good egg, though?
Are you sound?
Are you?
That's
mad. They honestly should have said... Are you sound? So I think we need to put this to the test if you are to follow through with this. And with that question in mind, are you of good character or are you sound? We're going to bring you some scenarios and depending on your answer, we will be the judge of whether you'd pass this test, okay? All right. I want you to imagine, Hebe, that you are from a little village in Donegal. It's called Killybegs, okay? Very small population. Gorgeous. Everyone knows everyone. Gorgeous seaside area. You've just gone and got yourself a massive scholarship from Harvard. You're off to study neuroscience, okay? Ooh. And Mary, who is the local butcher's wife, meets you on the street in Killybegs and says, Hebe, I heard you're off to America. Congratulations.
Off to America.
I'd like you to tell us how you respond to Mary's congratulations.
Ooh. Thanks, Mary. Yeah, can't wait. Really looking forward to it.
Wrong.
Such an epic
wrong.
Fail.
Oh my God. Have some humility, will you, for God's sake.
Emma, tell her what she should have said.
She should have said, Ash, stop, sure, I'm absolutely useless. I've already failed the whole thing. Or something to that effect. Hebe, that was terrible.
No, there's
really?
I
thought that was rather nice.
No, thanks doesn't even come into it.
No.
No.
You actually go so red in the face that you can no longer hear anything.
You actually
anything.
Say that you're a terrible person.
That's not me.
You don't look up from the ground. You don't look her in the eye.
No.
You
know, you change the subject immediately to like, how are the sales going of ham and the butchers this week?
All right, we'll try something.
Okay, come on.
We'll try some of the same kind of vibe. Right, you're walking through town, you see one of your friends. It's Aisling. Aisling goes,
hey, Hebe.
And Aisling goes, Hebe, oh my God, your hair looks stunning today.
Okay, I've got to learn this now. Oh, no, sure it doesn't. It's it's just, I grew it myself.
I grew it myself.
The awkwardness there really actually. I'm going to give a tick for that. I thought that was really good.
The awkwardness.
There's a slight bit too much confidence in I grew it myself.
Yeah. Okay. But as long as you go away, as long as you go away from that interaction going, oh, you feckin' idiot, I can't believe you said that.
Then I think you pass,
yeah. And I think as well, throwing it back on them, oh, but sure, your hair is way nicer than mine.
Stop.
This old greasy old thing.
I thought I'd be quite good at this. I'm really, really not Irish yet.
Okay, how are you going to do with this one, Hebe? You're in the pub in London.
Yeah.
And somebody says that their favourite British singer is Jazzy. What do you do?
Oh.
Oh, no. No, you've got that wrong there. No, they're Jazzy's Irish. You can't.
Same thing though. No.
Yeah. No.
Jazzy, like,
less than the history of 800 years.
Okay,
that was good.
Nine.
900 years, Jesus.
See, I think you're almost 100% correct. Is the only problem I have it is you might not say it to them. You'd say it to your friend.
Okay.
Did you hear that? Do them things. Jazzy's bloody English. No, I should say something.
Okay, yeah. And then you go on Twitter.
Say things.
Yeah. Brit's at it again.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Okay, how about this one, right? Bringing in the awkwardness. You say goodbye to your friend. Give him a little hug. Give her a little hug. And then you walk the same direction. What do you do?
What do you do, Eva?
Oh, I don't know, crack a joke. Oh, are you going this way too? See you at the pub or something. I don't know.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. No? Sorry. You
actually, change direction?
You actually have to change direction. go the opposite way. And then you have to hide around a corner, wait for them to go, and then you follow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the whole, like, pick up your phone and change direction.
Yes. Oh, it's this way. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, you made him bag for that.
Okay.
All right, last one, Hebe. This time you're in the pub in Winchester. Is that a place?
That is probably a place. Never been, but it is a place.
And somebody in the group says that they don't like the actor Cillian Murphy. They say he's overrated, and I don't get why everyone fancies him so much. What do you do?
Well, first off, I'd say, oh my God, you're wrong. Like, absolutely gorgeous. Yes, 100% top tier. Love him. And then I would follow what we said before about Jazzy and to my friend be like, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian, she's improving. Obviously.
She is improving.
That was excellent.
I'm learning.
That's exactly what I have written down.
There's potential here.
Yeah.
You learned as you went. You not only corrected the situation or by standing up for Cillian, you also were too embarrassed to say that they got the pronunciation wrong.
I'm just behind them.
See,
no, I'm rubbish. I'm rubbish. Don't give me any compliments.
No,
stop it. I'm learning.
Yay. A plus.
Yes, you're on
spin. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Would you like to win yourself a 2,500 euro Harvey Norman voucher? Well, listen up. It is back to college time, and the technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help you with all the biggest brands and the latest technology. There's laptops, tablets, SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more.
Yeah, make sure you're available, though, if you're going to enter this the 6th of September for that finale to win that grand prize.
And obviously, best luck to everyone who's getting their CEO round one offers.
Oh, yes, unreal.
Adam is standing by on his way for brekkie. Where are you headed for it?
I'm going over to Mad the Rashers.
Mad the Rashers.
That's amazing.
Mad the
Rashers. Sorry,
presume there's lots of rashers on offer then, yeah?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
And what's the plan after the breakfast then?
I've no plan at the minute.
That's okay. Nice. Are you going to meet somebody at Mad the Rashers?
No.
Just going for
a friend.
Going for yourself. And are you a regular there?
No, I'm not a regular there.
No, just trying somewhere new. Well, good for you.
I like it. Go and review it. Listen, a TikTok after it.
You're after a 2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. Understandable. Are you headed to college or are you just being like, I want that bloody voucher?
Just want that voucher.
Yeah, fair enough.
What would you buy with it?
Probably an iPhone.
Your iPhone, yeah.
You could honestly get a couple of iPhones.
Yeah, you could, to
so
be fair.
So much money. Yeah.
That's a good show.
Unreal.
Well, all you got to do, Adam, is answer 3 questions within 30 seconds on our Harvey Norman college degree quiz. Now, the interesting thing is today's
topic
is politics, right?
It's grand.
But it's really, really simple. So you've 30 seconds on the clock. Answer 3 and you'll win a prize and be in the finale for that voucher, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. What is the name of the Irish president?
Uncle.
What is the name of the Irish president?
Michael D. Higgins.
There you go.
Yes. Which former president in America is running against Kamala Harris in the US election?
Donald Trump.
That's the one.
What is the name of the current Taoiseach here in Ireland?
Simon Harris.
Yay!
Unbelievable.
Well done.
3 out of 3 in 30 seconds. Very good, Adam. Congratulations. Do you want to know what you've just won?
Go on.
Yeah.
Are you a gamer, Adam?
Yeah.
You have won a Xiaomi gaming monitor.
Oh, happy days.
Happy days is right. Not a happy bad morning days for you.
We'll hopefully see you at that grand finale on the 6th of September at Harvey Norman Blanche. Cheers,
yeah, bring
Adam.
Us some rashers, Adam, all right?
Hmm. I will do.
Good luck. See you then, Adam.
See
bye.
Adam, bye.
Talk to you later. Your chance to be at the grand finale and win some tech with Harvey Norman, same time tomorrow here on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I have a bit of exclusive news that I don't think any of the news outlets are talking about.
Go on.
Chris Martin's in Dublin.
Oh, go on.
Because my friend walked past him yesterday evening.
Stop.
In Dunleary.
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Serious?
Strolling around. She said nobody was around him. He was with one other person. She was like, I didn't even see who he was. It could have been somebody in the band. But she was like freaking out. She was with her boyfriend. She was like,
that's so cool.
Chris Martin.
Did she just leave him alone?
Yes, she left him alone.
Oh my God.
Now she was like, I think he was trying to avert my eye contact because I was like, my eyes were like bulging out of my head.
But yeah, that is incredible.
He's here already, nice and early.
Just blown his cover. Well done, Ashley. Yeah. He's trying to have a nice week for Chrissy. The gigs.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.